Argentina judge freezes 25 crypto accounts, orders exchanges to name users. An Argentine judge has frozen 25 crypto accounts and ordered 6 exchanges operating in the country to identify the people behind them, according to a July 17, 2026 report from Wu Blockchain citing the court action. The order pulls exchange-held balances into the same enforcement perimeter as a frozen bank account, and it lands in a market where crypto has become a working payment corridor rather than a speculative sideline. The court order, in plain terms, the judge did 2 things at once. First, a freeze. The 25 named accounts cannot move funds while the matter proceeds. Second, a disclosure demand. 6 exchanges must tie those accounts to real identities and report back. The second part is the heavier one. A freeze stops money for now. But a KYC disclosure order converts pseudonymous exchange balances into named court-attributable holdings. That distinction matters because it targets the custodial layer, not the blockchain. The judge is not trying to reverse an on-chain transaction or seize keys. The order reaches the exchanges that hold customer funds and maintain identity records. Those companies already run Know Your Customer checks to operate legally in Argentina, so the data the court wants exists in their systems. Compliance is a matter of the exchanges deciding to hand it over, not a technical hurdle. Argentina already runs on stablecoins. Few countries lean on stablecoins the way Argentina does. Years of high inflation and hard limits on buying US dollars pushed households and small businesses toward USDT and USDC as a savings and settlement tool. People hold stablecoins to protect purchasing power and move them peer-to-peer to pay for goods, rent, and cross-border invoices. That makes exchange accounts less like trading terminals and more like everyday wallets. When crypto functions as day-to-day money, a court freeze stops being an abstract legal event. It touches balances that people treat as their operating cash. The 25 accounts here are a small number, but the mechanism is the point. A single judge can now direct 6 platforms to freeze and unmask in one order. For anyone using an exchange balance as a de facto checking account, that is a change in the risk profile. The custody lesson underneath the headline: this case is a clean illustration of counterparty and custody risk. Money sitting on an exchange is held by that exchange. It can be frozen, reported, or restricted when a regulator or court instructs the platform, and the user has no technical veto. The same feature that makes custodial platforms convenient, someone else manages the keys and compliance, is what lets a court reach the funds. The alternative is spending from a wallet you control, where a card draws directly from a non-custodial balance. Self-custody does not put anyone above the law, and a court can still compel a person directly. What it removes is the single intermediary that can freeze thousands of accounts on one instruction. There's no provider sitting in the middle with a switch. That structural difference is exactly what the Argentine order highlights, whichever side of it a user sits on. For readers weighing where to keep spendable balances, the practical takeaway is not avoid exchanges. It is to understand that a custodial balance carries a legal access surface a self-custodied one does not. Cards that pull from stablecoin balances exist in both custodial and non-custodial forms, and the account structure behind the card is the part that determines who can freeze it. Reading the regional signal, Argentina is not acting in a vacuum. Latin American authorities have grown more comfortable directing exchanges rather than chasing individuals on-chain, because the exchange choke point is where identity and custody meet. An order that names 6 platforms at once suggests the court expects cooperation across the market, not just from one venue. 2 things are still unclear from the initial report. The underlying allegations behind the 25 accounts are not detailed, so it is not possible to say whether this is a targeted fraud or tax matter or a broader sweep. And the exchange's response, whether all 6 comply on the same timeline, will shape how routine this becomes. If disclosure orders like this clear quickly, expect more of them. Broader market conditions form the backdrop. As of July 17, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $62,846, down 1.9% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 31, fear, per coin market cap. A risk-off tape tends to sharpen regulatory attention rather than dull it, because enforcement stories carry further when sentiment is already cautious.